Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Heather Howley. And Heather is, she owns, it's a woman-owned business, and what she does is really exciting. She teaches people how to fly helicopters. And I pulled the article out of Business Review, and I thought, wow, I'm going to talk to this lady. This is exciting. So, Heather, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
So, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been flying for 10 and a half years now, and I've owned the business for almost 8 years. September will be 8 years that we've been in business.
Now, the first time you ever went up in a helicopter, how long was your flight?
I think it was maybe 15 minutes. It wasn't very long at all. It was actually out in San Diego, California, and I had heard an ad on the radio to come for a free helicopter ride, and at the time, I was pretty broke. And so I thought, oh, free, I'll go check it out, and I went for my first helicopter ride and fell in love with it and signed up for student loans that day and started my training shortly thereafter.
Now, how long did you have to study flying before you get your certification to do so?
It took me 6 months to get my private pilot's license, which is the first license that you get in order to fly friends and family around. And then it took me, almost another 6 months to get my commercial pilot's license, which allows me to fly for hire. And then total, from start to finish, took me 20 months to become an instructor in order to be able to teach other people how to fly.
Now, when you first got your license to teach, were you in California?
No, actually, I was in Colorado. I got my private and commercial license in San Diego and then ended up moving to Pueblo, Colorado, where I got my instrument certificate, our management rating, my flight instructor, and instrument instructor ratings.
And now you're based in New York. What made you decide to move to New York?
Well, I originally grew up in Niskayuna, so born and raised in New York. And I moved out to California when I was 20 because I was tired of the winter. And when I came back, it was really, you know, I missed apple season. I really loved the fall, and so I really wanted to come home for that. And I missed my family, so it just made sense to come back to New York. And I was offered a job here in actually Orange County Stewart Airport, where one of my locations is. So I worked for them for 6 months until they went bankrupt, really. And then I worked for another company, and that's sort of how my business got started, because I got left behind with the other company, and the door was essentially open for me to start my own business down here. And then we eventually moved up to Saratoga so I could be closer to home. So I have two locations now.
Now, I'm sure that you network with other women entrepreneurs. What's the reaction when you tell them that you teach people how to fly helicopters?
Really, the reaction is from both genders, male or female, doesn't matter. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. And then they are all in awe because not many people fly helicopters, really, that you meet out in the public. It's very rare to find another helicopter pilot. But then also the fact that I'm a woman and I'm young. I'm 33 years old right now. And a lot of people don't expect that from me. I just don't look like your typical or stereotypical helicopter pilot, I guess, or entrepreneur for that matter. So everyone's always a little surprised.
Now, basically, your clientele is women or men?
Mostly men. In fact, the statistic I usually give people is that out of all pilots, airplane, helicopter, balloon, you name it, any type of pilot, only 6.5% are women. So the majority of the clients that we see are men. In fact, in the last 8 years since I've had the business, we've only had 5 female students out of, I can't tell you how many, countless. We've had at least 100 students, if not more than that, and only 5 of them have been women.
So when you have taught women, that must have been a thrill. That must have been nice because basically you're breaking barriers. So that must have been a pretty good experience to be teaching another woman how to fly a helicopter.
It is. It's funny. I think I get more excited about it than they do. but, yeah, I always – and we do a lot of stuff with Girl Scouts, and there's another program called Girls with Wings where I always try and encourage younger women to – or girls, for that matter, to get into aviation. And I think maybe I'm a little too excited because some of them seem a little put off by it. But, yeah, I really enjoy – I enjoy teaching in general, but women are – we learn a little differently. We react a little bit differently. So it's always interesting for me to teach other women.
Basically, how has the reaction of men been? Have they been like, oh, she's a woman, she's going to teach me? Or have they really been supportive and understanding and really respected you for what you do?
I get mixed reviews, you know, and I think that's to be said across every industry, really, not just what I do. But I've had some men who flat out will tell me, I won't fly with you because you're a woman. I've had some people who won't even come to the business because I'm a woman. And they make comments, you know, that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing and I should be doing other common things, you know, that they think other women should do. And then you have the other side of the spectrum where you have other guys who are great supporters and, you know, they think very highly of me and they're very respectful and they're amazing. So you really get both ends of the spectrum and it's, I don't want to say that men don't like having women in the field because there are a lot of guys who have even said to me, you know, I want to fly like a girl. And it's very flattering, you know, and I've gotten some really great positive feedback and some other negative things. So it just depends.
So you realized right away that this is what you wanted to do. You immediately turned your passion into something that you could share with others, correct?
Yeah. It did. I do love it. It's amazing. It's funny. My favorite story to tell is my mom. You know, when I first started flying and I told her I wanted to do this, she thought I was crazy. She told me I was going to kill myself. She told me I had just got my biology degree at the time and she thought it would be a waste of time and money. And I said, well, I'm going to do it with or without you. It would be nice if you could co-sign my loan. So she did, thankfully. And she wouldn't come within 10 feet of the helicopter when I was first learning. And eventually she was my very first passenger, and I put her in the helicopter and buckled her in, and she was freaking out. It was really, really funny at the time. And we picked up the helicopter off the ground for the first time with her on board, and she screamed. And we took off, and I told her, you know, if you're not comfortable, we'll just turn around and come back. But they trust me to teach other people now, so you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And as we took off and got a little bit higher off the ground, she's afraid of heights, by the way, as am I. But as we got off the ground, she fell in love with it. And she's gone up with me now, I think, the most out of any other family member that I've had. So it's been an interesting transition to go from being so afraid and not wanting me to do it to now probably one of my biggest, you know, cheerleaders.
You do have a problem with heights?
I do. I can't go on a ladder, and I forget if I'm on a roof, forget it. Like, I can't do it. My knees shake, and I get very sweaty palms. It's, yeah. But I fly helicopters all day, every day. Yep.
I also have a problem with heights. But I could go up to the top of a Corning Tower, look out, look down below. That doesn't bother me. A number of years ago, I had gone to the Grand Canyon, and I stepped on the walkway that they had, and you see the whole panorama. I felt a little queasy, but I held on, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've been in an airplane, correct?
Yeah, yep. In fact, I get a little nauseous in small airplanes, ironically. So.
And you have no problem with heights in an airplane or in a helicopter?
No, and I think it's because I'm sitting down and I have a seatbelt on. I think that's why it doesn't bother me so much, because I feel safer. I don't feel like I'm perched precariously or anything, like I'm going to fall. Whereas a roof or a ladder, it's that fear of falling that really makes me afraid, I think.
I think, too, that you're in total control of everything in your helicopter, which gives you a sense of, you know, security. Do you think that's the case?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know with other students that we have or clients that we have, if if they're not feeling well, as soon as they put their hands on the controls, they're much better. So, yeah, I definitely think there's that sense of control that makes it a little easier to deal with.
So tell us a little bit about your business. You say that you have more men than women coming to you. What type of person would come to you and say, I want to learn how to fly a helicopter? Is it for business? Is it for pleasure? And are they basically from around this area?
Yeah, we get all kinds now. I used to have like a certain demographic, if you will, that would come and fly with us. We now have a good mix of people who are doing it as a hobby or something fun for them to do. Maybe they're going to buy their own helicopter. So they're business owners or wealthy individuals who want that as like a toy, if you will. And then I have another group of students or clients who this is a career change for them. And so they go all the way through the program in the hopes of having a job at the end. And we don't guarantee a job at the end of the training. However, I try and hire all of my own students. And if I can't hire them, I try and place them with a job, you know, in the local area if we can. Right now, I'm the only flight school. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else up there. There's a guy in Glens Falls who has a helicopter, and I don't know if he does any teaching. So I think I'm the only one in the upstate area, and then downstate, we're the only one in the Hudson Valley that teaches, and then there's a couple that are down in Jersey and whatnot that do that as well. So there's very few people who actually teach in the area. So then as far as demographics go, yeah, it's typically men, and it's typically anywhere from 30 to 55, I would say, is the general range of ages for our students. But we've had people, the oldest student I had, and the youngest was 13, so all kinds.
Now, your article was in the Albany Business Review like a couple of weeks ago. Since it was in the newspaper, have you picked up a lot more clients?
I haven't. I've actually had a lot of other businesses who have reached out to me inquiring about the business side. Very interesting. And we've had a couple, not students that have come up, but different, because we do charter services as well. So, you know, a couple clients have asked to go down to, you know, Rhode Island or New York City. So a lot of that business has picked up from it, which has been great. But not a whole lot of students, interestingly enough.
Now, if somebody says to you, oh, I'd like to do this, what advice would you give them?
Stay focused. as a student, it's a lot of work. People always think, oh, you can just go fly a helicopter and it's easy. And you can, and I can teach anybody how to move, you know, the controls. That's the easy part. The hard part is all the knowledge that comes behind it. So a lot of students think that it's like going back to school, and it is, but it isn't. You know, we teach it in a way that makes it very easy and very relatable. So if you were going to be a student and you were going to try and do it, I would say stay focused and don't lose the drive. There are a lot of ups and downs, but it's so worth it at the end just to have that ability to go up whenever you want and see the world from that perspective.
Now, when you say see the world, how far have you gone?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
When you say see the world, how far have you gone in your helicopter?
Oh, goodness. I've taken the helicopter to South Carolina. I've gone to Tennessee a few times. I've gone to Minnesota and pretty much everywhere in between, but that's really it with the helicopter. It's hard to go super long distances because we don't go super fast, and we have to stop every fuel. So it's not as far as...
You can fly over to Europe, right?
No. Well, I mean, you could, potentially, but not in the helicopters that we have. They're just not equipped to do anything like that. In fact, one of my goals eventually will be to fly around the world in a helicopter, just because I want to.
Wow, that's exciting. So we can call you Amelia Earhart of the Capital District then, right?
There you go. I love it.
So, you know, not every day is sunny and bright with very little wind. I'm sure you've driven in inclement weather. What kind of weather do you dislike the most?
freezing rain or any kind of slushy precipitation. So the winter is always the worst for us, typically January, February, because you have all that ice and, you know, freezing rain and all of that. Like, I don't like, that's why I'd like to move down south, get away from the winter.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, that's the worst.
So in the wintertime, your clientele dwindles a little bit, right?
Yeah, we dramatically slow down in January and February, typically because of the weather.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been doing this in upstate New York?
I opened in the Saratoga location in 2013, and I've been at our Newburgh location or Stewart Airport since 2008.
Okay. So how do people find out about you?
Most people find us through a web search. Our website has probably got the most hits out of anything else, or Facebook. A lot of our social media and website is usually how people find out about us. Word of mouth is always our biggest promoter as well. There really aren't a lot of people who do what we do. So once you find out or you've been on a ride with us, typically you want to share that with other people. So the way that works as far as word of mouth goes is we do a lot of charity events. So we'll do, you know, rides at a restaurant at Prime at Saratoga National, for example, is someplace we used to do rides at. And then we've delivered the trophy at Saratoga Polo. We've done a flying breakfast. People come and try flying the helicopter there. And our favorite event is helicopter paintball, where we actually shoot out of the helicopter at people on the ground. And that has drawn in a ton of business for us just through word of mouth and the excitement of it.
So if anybody wants to learn how to fly, how would they get a hold of you?
They could call us, 518-796-4306, or they could email us. In fact, email is always our preferred way of communicating just because we're usually up and out flying most days. So our email is independenthelicopters@gmail.com.
To somebody who is thinking of a career that's outside the norm, which you certainly have done, what advice would you give them?
Don't listen to the naysayers. I had a lot of people tell me no when I first started, and I loved it so much that it didn't matter what anybody else said or thought. I wanted to do it, and that was all that mattered. That if you want something bad enough, you will always find a way.
This is great. And, you know, I live not too far from Albany Med. Have you ever met a patient to Albany Med?
I have not. We don't do any medevac services. And it's interesting because that's what drew me into flying helicopters initially. I wanted to do that. And I quickly found out that I pass out when people bleed. So to be a helicopter pilot doing that was not a good idea. So that dream quickly left.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is terrific. So people can find you on Facebook. And give us your web address again.
Sure. It's independenthelicopters.com.
Thank you. And you've been listening to Heather Howley, who owns her own business, teaching people how to fly helicopters. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you have a comment, share your thoughts, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter, or you can listen anytime on your smartphone. Thank you, Heather. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.